It's time for the Hideout Minutes with the Kid McLovin.
I have no idea what happened last week on the Hideout because I wasn't here, and now you're up to date on the Hideout.
Bring the ship up to broadcast deck.
Hideout.
We're going in.
Passengers FM.
The Hideout.
False security has lulled the madness of this world into a slumber. Wake up. An eye is upon you, staring straight down and keenly through, seeing all that you are and everything that you can never be. Yes, an eye is upon you, an eye ready to blink. So face forward, with arms wide open and mind reeling. Your future has arrived. Are you ready to go?
The Hideout.
It is an FM Jerry Springer freak show shoveled to the lowest common denominator.
The Hideout.
We've got to power to the people routine and very loyal fan base.
Hideout.
We're all being lobotomized by this country's most influential industry.
The Hideout.
Either you're with us or you're against us.
The Hideout starts now.
Be somebody! Be somebody! Somebody!
Welcome into the Hideout. 106.7 WJFK. Can I get a little more volume on my mic? A little bit. Thank you very much. This really should be changing to the Cluster Bang, the name of the show, because every week there's something different. Every week something happens. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Don't bother calling because I couldn't hear you if you did.
We're here, though.
Yeah, we're here. We're hanging out with you. A big night for the Hideout. Hideout is going to be all over the airwaves right now, exclusively here on 106.7 WJFK. But at midnight tonight,
what can you do?
We will be here in the we won't be here. We'll be on the XM Nation, Sirius XM, I think that's what they're calling it right now, over on channel 202. So make sure that you, if you have it, tune into that.
That's going to be cool. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's fun. You can say taint. It's awesome.
Can you say did it?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. But sadly, it's a somber day here in the Hideout. There's a lot of odd news, a lot of heartbreaking news, a lot of stuff that just broke today. The biggest one of them all, Bernie Mac.
This is terrible.
Died at the age of 50. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Let me get the rest of the rigmarole out of the way. Go to WJFK.com. We have podcasts up there ready for you to download. And also just general information on the show. We have links to some of the fan boards. HideoutHeretics.net is that main one out there, where actually you can download each and every show we have ever done in our radio careers, as far as the Hideout goes, and some various ones since then, including a show we did next over in New York City. Some of the stuff, Dro, as he calls himself, El Jefe, Dro Silva, out in Tampa. All that kind of stuff out there for you to enjoy right there on HideoutHeretics.net, linked through WJFK.com. How was your guys' week?
That was all right.
Olympics started yesterday.
That was
correct?
Pretty cool, yeah. The Olympics opening ceremonies were last night. That's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Really?
Performance-wise and everything that went into it. It was crazy. It was, I don't have any other way to describe it. If I was on acid, I may still be out there. It's
those Japanese people.
That's Chinese.
Oh.
It's Beijing, China.
They're always creating stuff well ahead of the curve, doing some very odd stuff. There has to be some good drugs going around over there in Vietnam.
It's just good communism is what it is. Like when you look at it.
Oh, they have it all together right there. They can just keep everything right there in uniform lockstep. It is a communist way of life.
It looks like you look back at old wartime films or something like that. You see like Hitler's military, the way they marched. And then the massive parade grounds where they would do this type of thing and the mass marches and things like that. And the, like the military displays that Russia used to do and stuff like that. This was similar, just in a Broadway kind of way or something like that, you know?
Yeah, and it's just a new generation of it. What year was the Olympics in Germany when Hitler hosted it.
It was either the early 30s or 20s,
I think. Yeah, and that was considered one of the more spectacular Olympics just because of the Coliseum they built just for the Olympics.
Hey, that's what Beijing's done with this bird's nest arena deal they got going on.
I've watched a lot of stuff on Hitler and other kinds of leaders where they are tyrants, maybe you'd call it. And they have something very just ingrained in them on creating stuff like buildings, monuments,
displays,
anything to kind of make their mark. It's one of the biggest things out there. I think that's one thing that here in America we're lacking. I don't want a dictatorship, but with dictatorships come very, very quality architecture.
Yeah.
When was the last time we built something really grand for everybody to come and look at that wasn't an office building?
Only thing I can think of is something that's being built right now, and that's old Jerry Jones building that thing out there in Dallas.
That is going to be terrific. What is it, a 60-yard big screen?
Something like that.
It covers most of the field, the big screen
they
does.
Had a big
Ridiculous.
Screen, they had a big screen rollout last night in, I want to say Tokyo, Beijing, 500 meters. 500-meter digital big screen.
Wow.
That not only was it a big screen, it's almost like a touch screen. Like
really?
You could walk on it and things like that would highlight, and they were doing all this painting and dancing and carrying on this screen and, you know, doing like leaving their mark and things like that. It was very peculiar and very, very cool. It was one of the.
What was your guys' highlight from these opening ceremonies? What did you like the most?
The boxes. They had this thing.
The boxes were awesome.
It was like,
I saw a clip of this.
They had probably, I don't know, 300-400 boxes. There was, you know, cylinder. It looked like huge refrigerator boxes. And it looked like it was a machine doing this. Like they'd all be even and they'd all stand up and they'd form a symbol and they'd all drop down almost like that. You know, the metal pen things?
Yeah,
the
like
metal pens.
If you put it on your face, your hand, and it makes that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something similar to that, but with refrigerator boxes, and they're moving it out, and they would all be flat, and then it looked like
a wave and everything.
A wave, or like a drop of water hit a pond, and you know how the water will ripple out from there. It would do that, and then you would see different droppings on these boxes to where, like as the water ripple effect would spread out, you would see multiple ripple effects, you know, and they would cross each other. And the way they did it, you know, I swore, I was like, "There's no way." I was joking around with my girlfriend and said, "Look, there's people under there." That's not really a robot. Completely joking around, thinking this is a robot. And after it was over, 300 Chinese people popped out from underneath these boxes. And I mean, it's like
imagine how much discipline you'd have to have.
They said
to make sure everybody's moving in that exact time. If you were the one person who messed that up for them, your feet would be chopped off. There's nothing that you could do to save your life at that point over there in China if you messed that up.
They said, I heard somewhere today, I was watching the Olympics, I got a face full of it today on the television. About 4 months worth of training went into the opening
ceremonies.
4 months worth of training, 8 hours a day.
That's actually not as long as I would think for something as grand as
8 hours a day for 4 months.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess if you get it all down, and obviously they did in that time, I would figure it would have been years of training for them just to make sure that all these things are absolutely perfect. Because from what I hear, it was a perfect opening ceremony.
Yeah,
it was.
And did Bush make it on the TV?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Good idea or bad idea for Bush to be over there in Beijing?
I think that's a good idea.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not really, I don't have any objections to that.
Really? I mean, when you think about a communist country, China, and Bush sitting right in the middle of it, cheering them, it's just like what I said before when Hitler did the Olympics and we didn't go over there, because you have to have the foresight to not give them a photo op of you with them in their country, smiling, shaking hands, waving around.
Hey, Bush's daddy, Bush won. He's been going to China for a while, so he actually has a relationship with that country.
Yeah, we have a very working relationship with that country. They've finance their whole war. They're our credit card company, basically. That's where we get all of our money from right now.
So why couldn't he go over there
It's going to turn on us at some point, and we're going to be in quite a bit of trouble with that country. And there's going to be plenty of propaganda for them to throw around about us now, including photo ops.
You don't think that's a way to extend an olive branch or something like that?
It doesn't matter.
Mend some fences, go over there,
to mend.
You know, though, do you really think that George Bush cares about photo ops at this point? Seriously.
And he probably doesn't. That's why he was over there. But I just find it to be, I don't know, selfish, because he could get free tickets to a sporting event. I mean, he's president, though. Watch it on TV. You got plenty of other stuff to be doing over here, including, I guess, we're pulling the troops out. That's what Bush said. We have a time mark now with the Iraqis to pull the troops out of Iraq. Beginning of October of next year, I believe. So that, or no, 2010. I can't remember. It's a bunch of malarkey anyway. Yeah. It's not going to happen. We aren't going to, and I don't think we should pull out. But that's not even here nor there. You guys watch any of the actual games today?
I did. Yeah.
It gives the Olympics. Gives you an excuse to watch volleyball, women's volleyball, and crappy sports.
This is like going to your high school and watching, their volleyball program or their wrestling program. These are high school sports for the most part, and ones that you wouldn't really give a crap about unless it was once every 4 years for the Olympics. I usually don't fall into the Olympic thing. I did find myself watching a lot of it today. I watched some swimming.
I watched a little bit of swimming. I guess it was pre-trials. There might be some live swimming tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
And
Phelps and things of that nature.
Yeah, I saw Phelps doing his time trials today. Also I watched a little bit of volleyball. Did we end up, we started losing to like some small country.
You talking about the beach volleyball?
Yeah.
The two dudes?
Yeah.
They lost.
They lost
the volleyball dude? The skinny beast or something?
I saw them lose the first round.
They lost. They got
good.
Beat.
Who did they lose to?
The 32
like Croatia
seniors.
Or something. It was nice. Something terrible.
Today I took in a little bit of beach volleyball. I took in women's indoor volleyball. The kayaking, I saw a little bit of that. Rowing. Cycling. I watched some cycling on television. And swimming, some of the time trials. And the Olympics I say they're stupid, they're retarded. You know, the games aren't that entertaining, you know. We're entertained by football, baseball, basketball. You know, football right now, the Redskins are down 3-0, by the way, in that game.
Are they?
Yeah. Bills got up on a field goal game. Not that it really freaking matters.
It's preseason, but it's Washington, D.C.'s first taste of football, so you can't really...
Campbell.
They had the
Hall of Fame game.
And
they beat the Colts. Congratulations, you won the Hall of Fame game. First preseason game means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't, but I mean, the Steve Spurrier years, his first year, and they won all four of their preseason games, and that didn't work out too well for him.
Well, Jason Campbell's out there. He's not doing too bad. He's 3-4 so far.
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all.
He looked good, actually, in the Hall of Fame game, throwing that early touchdown. In the onside kick, all that nonsense, whatever. Didn't work.
So are you guys invested into this Olympic thing, or are you guys just watching it for the fun of it? You could really care less who wins.
I watch it for the... No, I do. I could care less. I want Americans to win.
Yeah.
Although I did find myself today rooting for the underdog in the beach volleyball. I was like,
because those two
cocky guys.
But yeah, and the one guy lost his glasses, and he kept them on just because it's for
sponsorship. You think so?
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It could be comfort reasons.
No, you think that keeps someone wearing glasses and with no lenses looking like a fool?
It did look like comfort. The thing is with the Olympics, I'm entertained by football, basketball, baseball, all the other nonsense, all the sports we have here in America. You know, that do well. Archery, not doing anything. Badminton, not doing anything. Boxing is about the only sport in the Olympics that I really will pay attention to, that I do care about, because you do get some of the good Olympic boxers.
They never televise the wrestling, do they? I've never really seen that on there, which is too bad. I'd like to see
you can
a little
probably
bit of that.
Find it like 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
Tennis? I'll watch some of the tennis. I like
chick tennis, because those girls are usually Not bad looking, yeah. So I'd watch that. I don't care about men's tennis.
Track and field is good.
Throw a pair.
You know, I'm not going to watch track and field on... Well, see,
track and field is, I think, maybe the best.
I'll watch that in the Olympics. I'll watch swimming. I don't care about this stuff outside of the Olympics, but I will watch it.
Almost. Track and field in the Olympics is the best because basically what you're saying is we're going to find out who the fastest man in the world is. There's nothing more primal than just here's an easy contest. It's something that you used to do when you were six in first grade. Just walk outside with your friends. I bet you I'm faster than you. And then, you know, running it off.
Well, same thing with swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Who can swim faster? Just get to beat you to the other side of the pool.
Yeah. I mean, these are really simplistic games. And I think the only bad part about the Olympics this year is Bernie Mac's not here to enjoy it with us.
That does suck. And the Olympic count. China's already up 2 medals.
Of course.
USA already down 1 tourist.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this.
What happened?
There was already American tourists killed at the games.
I didn't know about that. I know some of them were getting turned away.
China is up 2 medals right now. USA's down 1 tourist. It was U.S. men's volleyball. We're talking about volleyball.
Yeah.
It was the men's volleyball coach, his father-in-law. So his wife's father was stabbed to death, and his wife was stabbed. Not the coach's wife. It was a couple. It was an American couple. It was a Chinese man came up wielding a knife, and stabbed the American couple. And then the Chinese dude went and jumped off the building and killed himself.
That makes no sense. Why would this guy stab her and then jump up?
I tell you what makes no sense is he jumped from the second floor.
and couldn't survive that.
I mean, this must be a big... The first floor must be huge.
Something's fishy because there's no way that this guy... Did they have videotape of this?
Yeah.
Do they?
I don't know. I'm just saying, yeah, because, I can do video on everything.
Because there's no way that this guy stabs someone and jumps off a 2-story building and dies. There's something fishy going on.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
Like this guy isn't the one who killed the woman.
Yeah.
He was just set up for it and then tossed off a 2-story building. So, he's dead.
Well, he can't do anything about it. There were multiple witnesses there. Like, this was at a big touristy spot.
Uh-huh.
And they had a guide. They had a Chinese lady. There was a guide. And, you know, here we have Chinese men with a knife.
Don't do the impression. That's not necessary.
Well, anyway,
the man's
over there. Tourist guy's taking him around everywhere and stuff like that. And this Chinese man wielding a knife comes over and stabs the American couple. And they didn't have any gear on that said, you know, we're with my son-in-law is the men's volleyball coach. You know, nothing like that to identify themselves. Because I guess you can't do that if you're with the Olympics. Or not with the Olympics, but, you know, with
the team.
With the party.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything like that on. And they were murdered.
It just, there's something fishy there. I don't buy that this was just for... I don't know. This guy murdered someone, jumped off a 2-story building, and died. That just doesn't make sense.
How do you just die when jumping off a 2-story
exactly.
building?
Exactly. There's something fishy there. It is the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. Phones are down right now, so if you want to hit us up, go on AOL Instant Messenger. Hideout Radio is the name on there. No El Jefe. Did I even talk about why he's not here?
I was going to say something.
Yeah, El Jefe is not here tonight. He is in Dallas, Texas, the Brown Eye State, going out there, hanging out with his family. We'll talk to him a little bit later. He should be back, actually, for the XM show tonight. So if you want to hear El Jefe with us, he will be on tonight on XM 202.
This really gives us the time to shine. We got him out of the way. How long has he been holding you back? He always puts this off
years.
On you. He'll sit there and say, you've been holding me back. You've been dragging me down.
Sure.
Your anchor around my neck. You know, let's get down to it. He doesn't do anything. You do all the work, all the sound of the station. You put all that stuff together. You come in here every day.
And he takes credit for it.
Every bit of it. So now we get him out of the way.
And we can actually get some work done.
Exactly. We can get on a decent radio show.
Yeah, we can get the speed bump out of the way. All right. We've got to take a break. I want to talk about Bernie Mac, though, more.
This is terrible. Yeah, I love Bernie Mac, the Mac man.
I guess people had seen this coming a little bit because there was reports probably a week ago about him being sick and there were some complications. He died of pneumonia.
Who dies of pneumonia nowadays?
A lot of people. I mean, it's something if you don't get treated right away and it goes too far, your lungs can just give out. I mean, you can't come back from it. And Bernie Mac is is one of those people. It's terrible. He was the only person on those original Kings of Comedy that I actually liked.
Yeah.
I would love if this happened to Steve Harvey. If Steve Harvey was the one that died of pneumonia, I would actually be dancing the jig up here.
Come on, you don't like his show on the WB?
Oh, I don't like his show on the WB. I don't like him on the radio. Have you ever heard his morning show?
I heard it.
It's god-awful. Everything about him is just annoying. But Bernie Mac, a truly funny comedian. The funniest of the comedians, the actual funny people, never really do good in starring roles.
Chris Rock did.
Chris Rock. Well, no, his starring movie roles have been pretty god-awful.
No.
What has he done this, what was that, Head of State? Head of State was terrible.
That was bad.
CB4 was okay. I can't really...
CB4 was good.
Yeah, I can't really point out a truly great movie that Chris Rock has done either. And George Carlin. He's good in movies, but as a second fiddle almost. And just like Bernie Mac, he's a great guy to have.
The TV show was good.
Yeah, the Bernie Mac show was funny.
I watched that quite a bit. I watched it. I used to watch it two times a day. It'd come on at 7 o'clock and it'd come on 11 o'clock. I used to watch it all the time.
So we will talk about Bernie Mac coming up in a second. That's probably what we'll come out of the gate with next segment, and as well as the Bedwards scandal. John Edwards having an affair, and maybe he denies it, but there's rumors floating out there that he may have a love child with this woman. And my favorite story of the week, maybe of the year so far, a man in Indiana, he got arrested for indecency, public indecency. He was in his house, but he was in front of a large picture window manipulating himself with a claw hammer and motor oil. I have the actual police report, so we'll hear about it in the cop's own words. That's all coming up. It is The Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
Confession. I'm in love with a man. What? I'm in love with a man. A man called God. Does that make me gay? Am I gay for God? You betcha.
You're in The Hideout. Learn more at hideoutradio.com.
The Hideout.
Welcome back into The Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. Hit us up online. Phones are down right now. Hideout Radio on AOL Instant Messenger is how you get a hold of us. Also, there's the message boards up on hideoutheretics.net. You can get a hold of everything we've done on WJFK on WJFK.com. We've got the page set up there for the podcast. And as well as different biographies of myself, J-Dubs, El Jefe, who is in Dallas tonight, Flip Satchel, one of the newest members of the show, and the Kid McLovin. It's been an interesting week this week.
Yeah. It got off to a bad ending.
Yeah. Well, with Bernie Mac dying.
That's terrible.
I didn't see it coming, and I guess the news stories have been out there that Bernie Mac had pneumonia and everything, but if I saw that on, like, Yahoo News, I would say, Bernie Mac has pneumonia. He'll be fine.
Who dies from pneumonia?
People that are 90.
Yeah. Around here, a lot of people.
What?
Around here, a lot of people.
Really? Why?
Because this is where all the older people live.
Okay. So, you're right. Old people do. Do die of pneumonia. It's usually old people and children, small children, that will die of pneumonia.
Old people, especially around here, you got to be more specific and back it up with something. Why old people die? Now, he just said old people die of pneumonia.
Yeah.
But Bernie Mac at 50?
That doesn't seem like an old person at all.
No.
He seems like he should be fine.
I thought I read somewhere that it wasn't the pneumonia that killed him. I thought it was something else.
I heard it was the Associated Press article, they're saying complications with pneumonia.
Yeah, he had another disease.
Someone, his his
scar to chiosis, an inflammatory lung disease.
Yeah, so that along with the pneumonia.
That's what he had. Inflammatory lung disease that produces tiny lumps of cells in the body's organs, but it's said to have no condition, and it went to remission back in 2005. And he was just treated he was hospitalized and treated for pneumonia, and he eventually died from complications of the pneumonia.
Well, his publicist was saying that the pneumonia wasn't going to be a huge effect on Bernie Mac, and he should make a full recovery.
This sucks.
And that was just a few days ago.
I dig the Mac Man.
Yeah.
I'm a big Bernie Mac fan. He was one of the, George Carlin died earlier.
Yep.
And y'all were really hurt by that. Y'all are a big George Carlin fan. I wasn't so much. I hadn't been exposed to that much George Carlin. Mm. I have nothing against the guy. I'm just not a huge fan of him. Just because I haven't seen his material.
Yeah.
But Bernie Mac, I have seen his material, and I was a very big fan of Bernie Mac. And
he's
his movies, I liked everything he did. I liked his delivery was the big thing.
Oh, yeah.
The big thing for me.
Him and... he was one of those people who, you see him in a movie, you know you're really gonna laugh. It's gonna be funny.
He did good in that movie with Ashton Kutcher.
The bring that
way. Somebody brought home some, he was the white dude.
Yeah, the remake of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
I think I watched that on a flight from LA to Tampa, so I got to see the whole thing. It was a good movie, very entertaining. I like Bernie Mac. I liked him in Ocean's 11, his little role in Papa.
Bad Santa. I mean, he was great in that one, too. He's just overall funny man. His show was as good as really sitcoms can get, network sitcoms, because I'm not a big fan of network sitcoms. They're usually pretty tame and cheesy, but the Bernie Mac show was funny. It's just sad to see someone like this go. But Matthew McConaughey is still alive.
Thank goodness.
And did you hear about him this week?
Did he get caught in front of a window with a hammer and myrtle?
No, that's a different story.
All right.
Matthew McConaughey. I like him. I like some of his movies and stuff. He's not.
What? Can't wait.
No.
Anything he did with Kate Hudson? I bet you love those movies.
No, I hate it.
Right up your alley.
I hated whatever it was that
Fool's Gold.
I ended up going to that movie though with the fat chick.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was sad. But I liked him in what was it, Time to Kill? And there's a few good movies by Matthew McConaughey. But he's gone off his
Days
rocker.
And Confused, and that's it.
Yeah, he's gone off his rocker by his wife is expecting, and they're going around saying that they're going to plant the kid's placenta in an orchard.
What? Why?
I don't know why. He's just going around with crazy talk.
This is what happens. A lot of these people, see, that's one of the things I liked about Bernie Mac, is these people come from obscurity. They make it to the big time. They make it to Hollywood. And they make some money, and they start getting these films out there. And they start getting this ego that they're better than everybody else, that, you know, it's that me syndrome. And pay attention to me. Pay attention to what I'm doing, because what I'm doing is important.
Yeah.
And not going on with their day-to-day lives, not hanging in. And McConaughey puts off like, I'm real cool, man. I'm slick and I'm cool. I'm down to do whatever. Let's go to Austin, Texas, and have some beers on.
There was that story, 4 or 5 years ago of him getting caught naked playing bongos high on weed.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
This is the thing. You get out there and you start getting on with these hippies.
Yeah.
The hippies is what they are. And they start running wild with their ideals and the way how they're going to change the world. And this is the way it needs to be done. Pay attention to me because I'm a freaking hippie who doesn't wear deodorant and put baby powder on my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I stink and I sweat and I'm...
But he is delicious with the shirt off, I'll tell you that much.
Exactly.
But what the hell does being a hippie have to do with doing something stupid like putting
because
a placenta
hippies are dumb.
In an orchard?
That's what hippies do. They go plant placentas in
I've
orchards.
I've never heard of that before.
You've never hung around hippies, have you?
No.
You don't know what kind of great lengths these communists go to.
They go hug. They go get group hugs with freaking redwood trees.
Yeah.
So it takes about 10 or 15 of them to join hands, sing kumbaya around this red tree.
I get that, but I just don't. That's just insane. That's nothing
hippie.
To do with hippie.
It's hippie, kid. It's hippies. That's what hippies do.
Yeah,
normal
they're
people.
Weird.
Hippies are the ones that go. Placentas?
Yeah.
In an orchard. In an
orchard? Yeah.
Why not use it for, testing? Here, have some of these.
Or at least a smoothie.
Yeah.
Something practical.
Something.
There's some nutrients there.
Listen, Superman's dead, but hell, this could have helped him walk. You know, get some of this placenta.
Yeah, get some of stem cells out of it. Oh, speaking of, you know what? You're getting, you're giving me some nice segues here.
I'm telling you though, I mean, do something with the placenta besides sticking it in. I've heard of people eating them. People
I don't know.
That's not as crazy as planting.
There was a whole thing with, Tom Cruise, that whole, he was going to eat his daughter's placenta.
What?
I guess that was a false story. People trying to make him look more crazy.
Scientology. Scientology and hippie go hand in hand.
But he didn't actually say that. It was people trying to make him look crazy.
No, I think he did say it. I saw him on Oprah's couch.
Yeah, that doesn't... Just because you jump on a couch doesn't mean you eat placenta.
Yes, it does.
How can you make that leap?
I can tell he needed a napkin to wipe the placenta off his face.
You mentioned the stem cell stuff.
Placenta.
Any guys, dog owners or pet owners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You own pet?
Yeah, you feed the dogs placenta.
No. Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
If you had a chance after your dog died, think about it dead. Think about laying there dead right in front of you.
Okay.
I've held a chihuahua that was stiff as a board.
How much would you pay to get that dog back? How much would you pay? If this dog is your everything.
Immediately died. Like we're talking.
Yeah, we're talking. He just died. He's laying there.
Because a week after, it's $100 for the next dog.
Yeah. Or but right there, right there, with all the emotions of your, just losing basically a family member.
I'm going to start out with a kid. Kid, how about you? Have you ever had any animals that died?
When I was really young, but I was really
cute. Your turtle?
No, dog.
A dog? What was your dog's name?
Mandy.
Mandy? Yeah. How cute. What kind of dog was it?
How did it die?
It was a poodle. My parents had it long before.
How did it die?
I came around. I don't even know.
Okay.
Shovel in some leaves. put a couple of leaves, sprinkle some leaves over his head. I had a squirrel named Sandy that we put down with the shovel in some leaves.
You had a pet squirrel?
Uh-huh.
Is that normal in Arkansas where you're from?
Not really, but I mean, it's kind of like ducks or pigeons or something. You feed enough, it'll come up to you.
This is a rodent.
We kept the squirrel in the house in a cage, and we'd let him out, and he'd come up and feed and get in the cage and hang out overnight.
So you kept a rodent running around your house.
Yeah.
Eating nuts.
Yeah.
Climbing up stuff.
Uh-huh.
Giving everybody rabies.
Yeah, I wasn't giving people rabies. So... This Sandy, Mandy?
Sandy.
Pandy?
No, well, I want to hear about his current dog. Yeah. What's your current dog?
Yorkie.
Yorkie.
What's his name?
Louie.
Do you let it lick you in the mouth?
No.
Be honest.
I let my dog lick me in the mouth.
I let my dog lick me in the mouth, too. You give it little doggy kisses. Isn't that cute? Little doggy.
I French kiss my dog.
Yeah.
You don't?
So, say, what was it?
Do you let your dog lick you at all?
Louie.
Say Louie got stabbed in the neck by terrorism. A terrorist came over here just to stab the kid McLovin's dog right in the neck. What would you pay to get that dog back?
Wow, I don't even know.
He wouldn't even 50, do anything. 000? He wouldn't pay 50, anything 000. For his dog. He wouldn't even let his dog lick him in the mouth. He doesn't even care for the dog.
$50,000.
Yeah,
I couldn't afford $50,000. You know where I work.
You'd put it on a payment plan. It'd be like a student loan.
Yeah, almost like a hospital bill. Let's say your mom got severely injured in a car crash. Do you take her to the hospital? They say, oh, this is going to be $50,000. You know where I work. I don't have $50,000. Mama, you're coming home to die on the bed.
No, that's ridiculous. That is a ridiculous statement.
How is that ridiculous?
It is part of the family. All right.
The dog is part of the family.
Flip, how about you? Your dog stabbed in the neck by terrorists.
Even worse than that, does it have to be stabbed? I had a dog throw up on me blood Thanksgiving morning one time when I was young. I was spiked.
Did it die that day?
Yeah, man, we had to call the neighbor. The neighbor was a vet, and I remember watching out the back glass window, tears in my eyes. I was crying. I sit there and watched the vet, and my dad holding him. My dad was crying, holding him.
How much did you get to get an old blood barf back?
I would get old Spike. Mm. He was a good dog. Mm-hmm. I tell you, he was a good dog. He even bit the bad people in the neighborhood.
Nice.
Spike was a good dog. I 10, 15,000.
All right. Well, in California, this lady,
hippie.
Her dog, bull terrier named Booger, went over to South Korea and had her dog, her dead dog, cloned.
Really?
$50,000.
And I would do that.
That's a good idea.
To get the dog cloned so you can rehab that dog. Does it seem kind of pet cemetery to you?
No.
No? Really?
I would take the dog. Now, dogs...
does this make it the same dog again?
Yeah.
Do you name it the same and raise it the same? I mean, or is it a different dog? Is it a brand new dog?
It's a different dog because you raise it from a puppy?
Yeah.
All right. Then I see no difference. Then just go get the neighbor's dog. I mean, this person should have had some foresight. You know, when a neighbor's dog's in heat, let him run over.
Here's the puppy.
What kind of dog is that?
It's a bull terrier.
Those are wrinkled up in the face, kind of like a pug, but a little bit bigger, right?
Yeah. It's, but, you know, she had the money. I would actually do this.
You would get the dog.
I love my dog.
Go get $1,000 to go down to the doggy store and buy a freaking new one.
No, I want my dog back.
Well, then you take its puppy.
It's been fixed.
That's your fault.
No, it's not. I got it when it was fixed already. And I've never actually seen her as a puppy. I think she'd be beautiful. I would like to clone my dog.
Cloning dogs, you know, I've had a couple of dogs I'd like to clone. Pumpkin, after Spike, I think we started getting chihuahuas. And I had a dog, Taco, actually got ran over in the street, a chihuahua. It got hit. And I remember I was in the shower and I came out. My mom said, Satchel Patch, Taco's been hit by a car. And I immediately.
Did you start crying?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even, didn't even dry off, wrapped a towel around me, ran out of the house in front yard screaming, you know, going crazy. And there, little Taco the Chihuahua, laying in the grass. It was a tiny little thing, stiff as a board already.
Mm-hmm.
She ran off, kind of. My parents went to go look for her, found her a couple
blocks
up.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah. Stiff as a board. That was a good dog, too. It would wake me up every morning. That's terrible.
Would you pay that much to get,
you know,
Taco back?
$50,000
is a lot of money.
See, $50,000, the thing is...
I mean, that's like 6 months of work.
As good of a dog as Taco was, the next Chihuahua Pumpkin we got for $300 was just as cool and lasted a lot longer. I like Pumpkin. Or maybe
you're easily...
they're freaking dogs.
But a good dog is very hard to come
by.
Yeah,
and so after Spike went, we... stuck him out in the backyard in some dirt and went and got a new one.
No, because they're hard. The good ones are hard to come by. You get a bad one, and then your life is hell.
Dogs convert to personality. I think if you're a turd or anything like that, and you're mean to your dog, your dog's going to be an awful dog. If you're cool, your dog's going to be cool. If you treat that dog cool,
oh, no.
They're just like kids.
I love my little Cody.
No.
Cody died, got stabbed in the neck by terrorists.
Go get a female and name it Jody.
No.
You need the same kind of dog and have Jody. And be like, Jody, this used to be Cody. I want to teach you how to be like him.
Would you at least keep his ashes?
Oh, no. I get him stuffed. Spike was the only dog we put down. The Taco, the dog that got hit, we took it to the taxidermist.
You guys still have it?
Yeah.
Where is that now? Is it collecting dust in the...
No. There's a dog room. And my old bedroom... My old bedroom.
There's a room full of dead dogs.
They're not
in
dead.
Your Arkansas house.
No.
These are psychopaths.
We had a cat named Toomsis.
Yeah.
That's in the room. A dog named Taco's in there.
Yeah.
Tootsie's in there. And with Pumpkin still alive. Spike was the last dog we died. That died that we buried. And there's a
wood, I would at least make like a biker's vest.
No.
Out of mine.
No, you mount them. It's kind of cool. It's like a conversation piece. Not mount them. That's the kid over there.
Yeah.
Take them to the taxidermy, get them stuffed.
Stuffed, yeah.
Put them up. Paperweight, something like that. The chihuahuas are good to set on a desk. It's like a, seriously.
Yeah, it's like one of those little fuzzy trolls.
Yeah.
You take it to a bingo game to give you luck.
You set it up in the corner of your desk or something like that. You're working and you still can pet the dog and it's looking at you. If you find a good taxidermist, he can do a good job. Maybe put him in a funny little pose so it's cute.
So what would you do with the squirrel then?
We just put some leaves over his head and took it out with a shovel. I think it eventually fell out of a tree.
Mm.
It fell out of a tree. Something was chasing it, fell out of a tree, and it was paralyzed.
Yeah.
So when it would walk, his back two legs were just dragging behind it. And, you know,
why don't you put little wheels under it?
Wait, that squirrel ain't going to make it because it would still let the squirrel out.
I've seen squirrels jet ski.
Well, we ain't into that in Arkansas. You know, the squirrel was nice and cool. He fell, was paralyzed. We gave the squirrel the old yeller treatment, took him out in the back, kind of on the edge of the woods.
Yeah.
Got a spade shovel, dug a little hole, like just one little dig, laid the squirrel's head on where we just, and then put the dirt right back over it.
And let it suffocate?
No. Three good pats. Pop! Pat that. Two! Three with that spade shovel.
You guys don't own a gun?
To own a squirrel?
Yes.
No, what do you get, a pellet gun and put it out of its misery?
At least like a .22 or something.
Absolutely not.
Make it quick. A spade shovel's not quick. That's cruel.
No, it's not. You one good smack, and it's He's gone. I thought I was going to tell my dad I was going to do it to him the other night.
All right, you're in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. El Jefe is not in tonight. He is out in Dallas, Texas, meeting with some family. Go to hideoutradio.com. That's our website, WJFK. You can link actually through WJFK.com and get all of our podcasts, whatnot. Hideout Radio is the instant messenger. The phones are down right now, so if you want to talk to us, talk to us on AOL.
Quick update on the Redskins game. Redskins up 7-3 over the Bills, and Washington has a ball right around midfield.
All right, next thing coming up, and you're going to want to stick around for this one. I've got the police report of a man caught by the police and arrested for public indecency in his own house, mind you, in front of a picture window.
That's a shame.
Manipulating himself with a claw hammer and motor oil. That is, I've had some injuries, interesting takes on that as well.
Injuries? You got some injuries, huh?
I'm sure he does. It is the Hideout 106.7 WJFK.
Damn it, man. I swear, you guys rip on me 13 or 14 more times. I'm out of here.
You're in the Hideout.
Yeah.
It's time for the Hideout Minutes with the Kid McLovin.
On this hour of the Hideout, we talked about the Olympics, we talked about Bernie Mac dying, we talked about cloning our pets. This hour of the Hideout was the best in my time here. I wonder why. I'm the Kid McLovin, and now you're up to date on the Hideout.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
Just two men sharing the night. It might seem wrong, but it's just right. It's just two men sharing each other. It's just two men like loving brothers. One is screaming, he's so happy. The other screaming, a passionate shout. It's the night, man. The feeling's so wrong and right, man.
Learn more at hideoutradio.com.
The Hideout.
Welcome back in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. El Jefe not here tonight. He's in Dallas, Texas. But he will be here for our XM show tonight at midnight. We will be on XM, I think it's called Sirius XM 202 now, the virus. Thank you to our friends Ron and Fez for making that happen. I'm really looking forward to that. A lot of stuff going on today.
Got a football game up there in D.C.
Yeah.
Quick update on that. Redskins up 14-3.
Wow.
Todd Collins came in, playing a little backup quarterback. Campbell's out. He did his deal. Air in the second quarter, about three, four minutes into it.
Who scored the touchdowns?
Collins just threw for that one. Odell Betts has a touchdown. I guess he's the one who received it. There you go.
Oh. Very good. The first little taste of full football going on the weekend. We got the Buccaneers game going on here in the studio. Which that one, Buccaneers-Dolphins 0-0 still. Very, very exciting.
It's good to have football back.
I love it. I get so depressed when the season ends.
And we got games to talk about now rather than Favre nonsense.
Yeah, well, Favre nonsense isn't over yet, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. Just to explain the show to people who haven't heard it before, usually El Jefe is here. He's more of the bus driver of the show, does what I'm doing today.
I was going to say anchor.
No, he's the bus driver of the show. It's too easy to rip on him when he's not here. So, yeah.
What do you think we did with you when you left early last week?
I'm sure you guys just tore me apart.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you guys talk about?
Nothing, absolutely. Relationships, gay stuff like that. You know, his relationship, my relationship, how you're not in a relationship, and you're in the dumps. It's like your life is down low, and how men really need a woman to keep them in check. Because men without a woman in their life, we get to be just filthy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, unclean.
Oh, man, I haven't showered in a few days. I can smell my own area. It's ridiculous.
You're greasy, too. You're a greasy dude.
Yeah.
And without a woman to keep us in check, you know, we're wearing... you know, black pants with brown shirts and
we look like
white
fools.
Belt.
Yeah. We have no self-awareness.
We look like the kid in here.
Took you a little bit longer than I thought on that one.
Yeah.
That was too easy.
The kid is 26, correct?
That would be correct.
And a virgin.
When you turn 27?
November.
I think I know what I'm getting this kid for his birthday.
Yeah? Hooker? trip down to Deer Park to those nice little adult arcades,
yeah,
as they call them, those theaters.
Maybe just a simple magazine, Playboy. You caught up on any magazine action lately?
No, I haven't.
Still, no Playboy, no Penthouse?
No.
Here's where I think the kid's going to be in just a few years from now. This guy was caught manipulating himself with a claw hammer and motor oil. I have the police report, and we'll do it from the perspective of Officer Hughes, who observed this guy. All right. Officer Hughes was doing his normal patrol, and then he observed what he believed was a naked man standing in front of a large picture window of his home in plain view. So he turned around and drove by again and observed exactly that. A nude man in front of his big picture window in a well-lit living room with his area completely visible to the outside world. He called for assistance to another on-duty unit, which it seems like if you're just calling your friend saying, you're never going to guess what I'm looking at right now. He approached the residence on foot, could clearly see through the open door, and the white male, later identified as Ronald H. Miller, was lying on his sofa using an item later identified as a claw hammer. And the claw hammer was covered with a plastic bag because you don't want to gain diseases from the hammer, I guess. He had some type of liquid all over himself, which later was identified as motor oil.
That's pretty good lubricant.
Yeah. The officers entered the home and observed Miller, who didn't acknowledge the presence of the officers until they addressed him. And then when they told him he was under arrest for public indecency, Ronald Miller asked for another chance. And the cops were thinking about doing it, so they contacted the detective bureau, and then they found out that...
Kind of get some background.
Yeah, they found out that Miller has been caught doing this kind of stuff in public before.
Is it really that wrong, though?
Well, I mean, if you're doing it in front of a big open window, and they... I guess the neighbors say he's always walking in front of his window naked.
Is that not his right?
That's no, his you got to keep your windows drawn. Yeah, no. You have to have that.
Who says?
The law.
Really, the law says if you have open glass,
windows,
you cannot expose yourself inside the privacy of your home.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you can't be just flaunting your stuff out there, which I can understand people being upset if they're in their house doing their own thing. Just draw the shades, because he was obviously doing this just so people could see him. He was trying to beat the system, and so he could use a claw hammer on himself and motor oil, which I'm going to say right now is the manliest gay act ever committed. I mean, you can call this guy a homo all you like. He's a man at the same time, because a claw hammer and motor oil... Those are manly items. I don't know if doing a gay act can get any more dudely.
I think it can.
How?
I would have to go with what the Village People did for years on stage. That was a gay act.
But they were all very manly characters?
Yeah. I mean, going Indian?
Yeah.
What's more manly than an Indian? Cop? Construction worker?
Mm-hmm.
A Navy shipman?
Yep.
These are all pretty manly things.
Yeah, except for the Navy shipman, but, you know, whatever.
The Village People are pretty... That's a pretty gay act. It's pretty manly. You know, macho...
...of John Wayne. Is that more... Is that a manly act?
Yeah.
Is that a manly gay act? Rugged? No? No, kid?
What?
I think so.
You don't think that's a manly gay act? You know, it's a close thing to being a man while doing something like that?
Or a Paul Newman, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, watch Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Or maybe, taunting a hungry Rottweiler with your area.
Yeah.
Now, that's a manly dog right there. And you're over there just teasing it with your gay mannerisms.
What about skydiving out of a plane with a naked with another dude?
And that might be that's a manly gay act.
That's manly, right?
Yeah. Skydiving. Well, using the exhaust in a monster truck for your own self pleasure? I think that's pretty manly.
Yeah.
You know, just taking Gravedigger behind the garage. And
Sunday.
Yes. Your day off.
What do you got? You got anything manly, kid?
I got nothing after listening to you two.
How about, if you took, like, the bulldog from a Mack truck and used that on yourself, that's pretty manly.
Mack
trucks are manly.
What about, a baseball bat?
A baseball bat? That's kind of manly. Maybe if it was wrapped in barbed wire. Like it's old ECW.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be kind of manly.
ECW, that would be very manly.
Yeah.
Maybe on some broken glass off the third rope.
Yeah.
Or maybe wrestling, period. That's kind of a gay act, men in tights and stuff like that.
That's pretty manly, though.
Yeah.
You know, you're punching each other in the face.
That is manly.
You're still close to each other, embracing.
High school wrestling.
Did you do that?
No, did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's pretty... A gay
act, right?
You wouldn't think so?
I would pin a man to the mat, ride him until I got all my points.
What about MMA? We got a good MMA event coming on tonight.
Yeah?
George St. Pierre, he's Canadian, which that might be a little, you know.
That's always questionable.
Yeah, but he's pretty manly.
Yeah.
He gets in the ring, beats the hell out of some folks. Brock Lesnar, he came from
wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Now he's in the
And then
UFC.
He was a Viking.
That's pretty manly.
Yeah.
What about using...
So running a batch of Brock Lesnar would be a manly gay act.
I think it would be. What about to a president? Running a batch to a president, maybe.
Only if it's Ronald Reagan.
Only if it's Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
What about Lincoln?
I don't know. Lincoln's a little bit too gangly.
What about...
Maybe it was FDR.
Oh, FDR.
Yeah.
That would be I was going to say George Washington, but I think FDR.
Yeah, that would make him manly.
Yeah, he dropped a bomb on a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They had it coming, too.
Yeah.
What about you, kid?
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Would you disagree that this could be in your future? This kind of act, this guy got caught, Ronald Miller, the guy who was caught using a claw hammer on himself
while
covered in motor oil.
That this is not in my future.
You sure?
Positive.
I think it won't be in his future. I think it's going to be a hockey stick. I think that is right where the kid McLovin's going in his life.
Wow.
A hockey puck.
He'll have to move into something like that. That's advanced.
You think that'd be manly?
No.
Hockey? No.
No.
That's just like figure skating.
Yeah. Figure skating with a puck.
Yeah. And a stick. Figure skating with a... It's like figure skating with a cane. It's for old figure skaters. It's weak. What else?
As far as... What? Manly gay
you got
acts?
Anything else? A manly gay act. What's the... Out of all these things we named, what do you think the manliest gay act would be?
I don't know. This guy really may have the market cornered as far as that goes.
What about some of these things? They done down in Guantanamo Bay.
What, the butt pyramids?
The pyramids, stacking up dead bodies, running back to them, something like that. Would that be manly?
Ooh.
If you killed them.
Ooh, yeah. If you murdered a bunch of men and then said, you know what, I'm using this as batch material.
that's manly.
That's manly.
Like Hannibal Lecter or something like that.
Yeah.
That's manly.
I would have to agree. You're onto something there.
What's the manliest of them?
I'm saying the John Wayne.
Now,
there's nothing more manly than John.
Gay, like men is gay.
Yeah.
Because this dude,
he is using a claw hammer.
Yeah.
That's pretty
hardcore.
Yeah.
He's rugged.
I mean, maybe if he's using some air wrenches, would be a little bit more.
I don't see him wearing tight pants. I see him wearing Wranglers, maybe cowboy boots.
Yeah. Big 10-gallon hat.
Works probably 60, 70 hours a week. Works a full-time job as a mechanic. And then a part-time job as a NASCAR mechanic.
I'm getting a lot of WTFs on Instant Messenger asking if maybe we are the gay ones. I'm just telling you, and I'm going to drop it right here, that this guy doing this was a gay act, but it was a very manly gay act.
Bold.
Bold, yes.
Yeah. Like barbecue sauce. Doing it,
maybe sitting on a grill. Yeah. That would be kind of manly.
Cooking burgers. Cooking steak.
Cooking a T-bone, yeah.
Yeah. Cooking a nice T-bone while running a batch on the porch with barbecue sauce all over you.
I'm going to stick with the gay angle for a second and move on to another story. John Edwards, there was many rumors about him back when he was running for vice president, that his wife was a beard, and because she is a larger woman.
She has a beard? Is that what you said?
She was his beard. A beard being is a term to describe someone who has a wife to cover up the fact that they're gay.
Really?
That's what a beard is.
I've known some beards. So she's the beard.
Yeah, those were the rumors going around when he was running for vice president. But now we find out back in 2006, he had an affair outside of his marriage with a woman who was creating videos for his campaign.
She a goatee?
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe a Fu Manchu.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she was one of those big ZZ Top beards.
Not quite a full-blown beard.
Yeah, because the beard wasn't doing enough for him, so he needed to grow it out a little bit more.
A nice big goatee.
Yeah, he needed, needed one of those big Ozark beards to show everybody that, no, I'm not gay. He had talked about this thing, calling it tabloid trash, that it never happened. He never had sex with this woman, and which I can't blame him for doing, because the only part that bothers me is she was going through cancer treatment when he was doing this. At least give it, when your wife has cancer, you gotta go, time out on the affair. Yeah. I gotta go take care of her, because that's your wife and she has cancer.
But if she's a beard, or if she's just there as a font, a front to be like, I'm married to her, just as strict.
But he's got another chick on the side, so that beard part is moot at this point.
Honestly, apparently he doesn't even care about his wife, or else he wouldn't been with someone else in the first place.
That's preposterous. You can have these affairs and everything and still love your wife.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
that's an odd way of expressing your love for a woman.
It's not.
I love you, baby. I'm about to go sleep with someone else.
It's not the greatest way of loving your wife, but it doesn't say that you don't love your wife at all. It means you want a little variety. You aren't committing to this other woman because you don't love her. You're committing to your wife because you love her.
That's a crazy concept right there.
I've never heard anything quite like that.
Are you kidding me?
That's a crazy concept.
Men cheat on their wives all the time, but they still love their wife.
What? If they love their wife, they wouldn't be doing this in the first place.
No, because, listen, this wife of his wasn't a looker.
So why did he marry her in the first place?
Because he loves her. He loves her personality. He loves her companionship.
But don't get married to her.
Why? If you love...
The marriage
is more about the companionship than the sex. Without a doubt it is. You're growing old together. There's going to be a point where sex won't even be an issue. So if you're married just on the sex when you're 60 or 70 and can't stand each other anymore but can't have sex either, the relationship is completely just ridiculous and it shouldn't even be there. The companionship is more than the sex in a marriage. If you're getting married to someone just because you like to bang them...
No, I'm not saying that. You don't get married just because you like the sex.
That's the smallest part of the marriage.
Exactly. But one of the biggest parts of the marriage or the relationship is trust. And part of trust is not going out and fornicating with other women.
No, you can trust that he'll be there for you at all times.
That's battered wife syndrome. He comes home to me.
Yeah.
I don't care what he done to his baby. He comes home to me.
What's wrong with that?
That's like a woman saying he beats me, but he loves me. That's the same thing.
How can you expect a woman that you met at Wendy's is going to keep you sexually satisfied for the rest of your life? I mean, this guy's a good-looking dude. John Edwards is...
Discipline. This kid, he's kept himself in here sexually satisfied for 26 years.
Yeah.
Doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but not on his own choice.
Yes,
That kid wants to go out and raid some sorority houses like he's
just a good old fashioned panty raid. Just
no, he wants to murder him. He wants to murder him and dance in their clothing.
Wow,
that's what he wants to do.
We need to get you to cross dress a little bit.
No,
would you come in here wearing a dress?
No.
What if I did? I'll do it.
No, I'm good. Thanks. You go ahead. I'm not stopping you, but
I've
I'm
done
good.
Before. We talked about it. When that what was that game we used to play where I got a minute I got caught wearing some girl's panties, a buddy of mine's girlfriend's.
Hideout or hogwash.
That's what it was. Hideout or hogwash.
Yeah.
All right.
But I don't think this is that big of a deal. I think the only despicable part of it is that she was going through cancer treatment. There is rules of engagement when you're cheating on your wife. And when during
there
cancer
no
treatment.
There are rules when you're cheating on your wife.
Yes,
you're cheating
there is.
On your wife.
There's a classy way to do it.
There's no classy
it's
way to cheat
divorce.
On your wife.
It's called split up. Listen.
No.
Or it's
first
called swinging.
All,
if you're a swinger. Go ahead, kid. I'll let you take it.
First of all, this guy is running for president. There is no bigger microscope in America than someone running for president.
He's not running anymore.
He knew this was going to come out.
No, he didn't know it was going to come out.
Come on.
A lot of these people think that they're unbeatable. His family already knew about it at that point. He admitted to them a long time ago. He just didn't admit to the rest of the U.S., Because he was
running for president.
No, it's none of our business, because, for one, it's none of our business. And two, he wanted to be vice president with Barack Obama, which he was the top selection at this point.
Has he come out, has he said who he wants?
No.
No.
You think it'll be Hillary? I'm going with McCain McCain. the guy down here in Florida. Chris.
Chris? Yeah. For McCain?
Yeah.
No.
I think that's why he got married.
It's going to be. I think that's part of the reason he wants to further his career, but I think he's building up for something down the road. I think it's going to be Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That's where I'm going with McCain, and I don't know who's going with Obama. Someone's going to lose. It's inevitable. There's too many skeletons in the Democrats' closet right now to keep this thing rolling.
Get Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson, the one that dropped the N bomb on.
Yeah. Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, I think would be very good runner-mates.
Yeah, that would really seal
the deal right there.
Yeah, that'd get middle America all for him. All right, it is the Hideout 106.7 WJFK. More on the way. I've got. I'm not even going to sell what we got right now because I've got way too much, and I'm going to sell something that we won't get to. I've got plenty though. And make sure you stick around for it. It's the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
With El Jefe and J Dubs.
Keeping America baiting for 300 years.
The Hideout.
Hideout with El Jefe and J Dubs.
Hideout.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, but nobody anywhere seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone.
The Hideout.
Welcome back to The Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. El Jefe in Texas tonight, hanging out there with his family, doing that thing. We will be on XM 202 tonight, The Virus. Make sure you tune into that. If you have XM, go on there at midnight. We will be doing a very special Hideout, 3 hours long. This one was a little bit shorter than normal because the Junkies were doing their unofficial pregame show. Terrific as usual. And I will step aside anytime for the Junkies, Big O and Dukes, Mike O'Mara, any of those that are clearly more talented than myself. Without a doubt, I have no problem doing that. Speaking of the Junkies unofficial pregame show, what's the update on the game?
14-14 right now, Buffalo and the Redskins. 45 seconds left to go in the half. Buffalo scored 11 points in the second corner. Go ahead and tie it up with the... And Collins threw an interception. 7-10, 60 yards, one pick, one touchdown. Preseason football.
Yeah, it's fun. by week three of preseason, I'll be like, enough of it already.
Portis got
let's
a touchdown.
Let's get a real game going.
You know, Portis got out there. He got his touchdown. Betts came out. Betts has been running the ball a little bit. And, you know, 5 carries, 41 yards, pretty damn good.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Very, very excited for this season.
He caught a 12-yard touchdown pass, so.
Nice.
Well, yeah, because Redskins got a good team.
They're always right there, ready to break out, but they've had a tough time doing it.
They got some good weapons at the receivers. Some of the new receivers they got to go with Randall L. and Santana Moss, Jason Campbell. I like this kid. I'm a big SEC guy. I loved him down there at Auburn with Cadillac and Ronnie Brown. They went freaking undefeated and should have played for the national title. So Jason Campbell, man, look at all the people he had to deal with. Papa Smurf last year. Even 5 years in the NFL and college, 5 years, five different offensive schemes that he's been running.
Yeah.
You know, down at Auburn, they're always changing out offensive coordinators. So the kid knows football. He's smart. He can play. He just needs a consistent playbook. And I think he's going to sign. I think he's going to do well this year.
Without a doubt, I think we're looking at a great season this year all around. I'm a Lions fan, so I'm very excited about the game they played against the New York Football Giants.
Had to say it. You had to rub it in.
Yeah, we routed them pretty well.
The Giants are terrible.
Yeah.
They got lucky. They lucked out with the Super Bowl. They had a good defense. Strahan's gone, so bye-bye defense.
Strahan's gone. Who else did you guys lose? You guys lost Jeremy Shockey over there in New York?
Yeah, he got traded to New Orleans.
Any other big-name defensive players?
You and yours still there.
Yeah, they pretty much did okay. They didn't get routed the way most teams do after winning a championship.
That's just the season hadn't started yet. Wait till Eli gets back there with the bullseye on his back. He got extremely lucky. Eli's a terrible quarterback.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, though, Eli is under the radar as the defending Super Bowl champion right now in New York.
Eli couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper sack.
He seemed to do pretty good.
I hate that term.
Why?
Because it's overused, and whoever had to fight themselves out of a wet paper sack, ever had to do it. No.
Dogs? My girlfriend?
I've put cats in a bag before.
Yeah, I used to put cats in pillowcases.
Yeah, put a cat in a bag, and then they go all crazy. That's always fun.
Her dog was sorry to get off topic, but her dog, we just going grocery shopping or whatever, a little bitty pug. That guy's come here, yo. And so dog comes over there, and I, pow, I get that bag over him, man. He's scared to death, starts jumping all over, and he starts tearing the bag. And eventually got away, and then I look and have poop on me.
Ugh.
Not good. But that's what I get.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hold on 1 second. My phone's ringing. I hate that when that happens.
Yeah,
when
come on now. What are you doing?
Hold on.
Let's get to some of these stories, man.
Okay. Well, here's... I was hoping it was going to be El Jefe.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get his...
Why did he call it loser?
Well, no, because our phone's been down all night.
All right,
so that's the reason why. I was going to put him on speakerphone in here if that was him. Because I wanted to get his take on this, but it'll just have to be us. It is the war against Whitey.
Which is good.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
You're for the white man going down?
Yeah, I'm tired of white man.
Because I've looked in the news all week this week.
I've been suppressed by white man quite a bit.
Really?
Out there trying to out-China me and everything. I want to sit on my couch and do nothing.
Here's some crazy stories about, I don't know, it's so easy to pick on white people right now. But you can't go against any other minority out there. Did you see this Tyson Chicken story? Anybody see this?
Tyson Chicken. Now, that hits close to home. Tyson Chicken's out of Arkansas.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, this plant was in, let's see, it was the plant over in Shelbyville. They decided to...
Shelbyville where?
Shelbyville,
Arkansas?
I don't know. Shelbyville somewhere.
Tennessee.
Shelbyville, Tennessee, Tyson's Chicken, they decided to take Labor Day away from the workers and give them...
Labor Day is early in the year or later?
Later.
Memorial Day's first, Labor Day second.
Yeah, and they decided to take Labor Day away and give them October 1st, Adal... I don't know how to say these Muslim holidays.
I'm good with Muslim.
It's the bottom right there, the very last line. That's terrible.
Al-Fitr. Ida Al-Fitr.
But they decided...
I mean, it's a hairy squirrel.
They decided to do that and take it away. It's the last day of Ramadan. That's what it is. And they,
what's Ramadan?
Ramadan is a Muslim holiday. It's kind of, I think it's like a week long almost.
I don't know about all this Muslim stuff.
Because I pay attention to the news.
Keep my eye on you.
And
you can't report it. We were on a plane. I couldn't report you. I get in trouble.
This was
discrimination.
This was done by actually the committee over at the.
This is what hippies do, Mikey.
Yeah, they fold to the pressure and they give away American holidays like Labor Day.
Yeah,
that's a government holiday.
Why are they doing it at Tyson? I mean, not because, to be racist, but there's Mexicans working there.
No, this plant right here, 80% Muslim.
But I can understand that, but not Tyson as a whole doing it.
No, it's just this plant. It's a Shelbyville plant.
I had no problem with that.
Why?
If majority rules, then majority rules.
It shouldn't be majority. If majority wants that day off, they should give them that day off but keep Labor Day. Why switch it out?
Yeah, you do have a point there.
Give them just that day off. Why, is it that important?
So,
because you're making... you know, these other people lose their national holiday.
As a white man, what do we do about that?
Well, one thing that did happen was kind of a stalemate. They ended up giving them both days off.
That's what I was about to say. You can use this to your advantage. Let the lazy white man, you know, fight for his day off.
Yeah.
He ended up getting both.
Yeah, so they ended up giving them both off. Now, this one right here, this story is...
start happening so
this story
pray.
is still under litigation. Abercrombie and Fitch. Kid, do you go shopping over at Abercrombie?
Yes.
No.
You do too.
There was a lawsuit thrown on by a Muslim teen who was not allowed to work there. She was denied a job because she wasn't able to dress the part.
Well, yeah. And
that makes sense.
You ever been to Abercrombie? Your kids look like the kid in here.
Yeah, I mean...
They're dressed up with their torn-up jeans, their hats that are rugged, and...
And there's nude men, basically, on the front of those things. I mean, just by your religion alone, you shouldn't want to be in mixed in with that kind of stuff.
They don't sell head skirts there.
No, it's very... it's a very, I don't know, teen...
was she not work there because she religiously couldn't wear that attire?
Yeah.
Because they make you. I've known somebody that worked there. They have to buy clothes.
You have to wear that attire.
Yeah.
And she didn't like that she couldn't wear her burqa. And
how do you know it's called a burqa?
Because that's what it's called.
How do you know
that? It's a story.
I didn't know that. I don't think average white people know that.
Yes, they know what a burqa is.
Hey,
please.
Now, they know what Ramadan is, too?
Yes, they should.
I'm sure they do.
Are you assuming that I might be Muslim?
I'm just saying, I keep my eye on you.
Well, they're getting sued because,
You can't do that.
No, I mean, it's just like you find this happening in high schools and colleges all the time. Guys wanting to join the cheerleading squad or girls wanting to join the football team.
I say
they aren't allowed to.
Let them get their ass beat.
No, because you can say, yeah, let them, but you start buckling a little bit. And
then they get hard.
Yeah, and then it's completely just, there's anarchy. There has to be law and order in the workplace and in sports and this.
Why again is she suing?
She's suing because they denied her employment.
Because of religious grounds?
Well, now, kinda.
They can't do it on religious grounds, but they can say it is our policy at this job that you wear clothes from our store. So, we have no problem hiring you.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying. We would hire her if she could, dress the part, and if we selected her application out of the many people who go through this mall and drop off applications.
Yeah, if she would shave her face.
I don't think her face needs a shaving. It's covered in the
fur.
No, not in the fur. I mean, in the Muslim religion, the bridge of the nose is a very saucy area where, wow, I can't believe she's showing that much nose. That's awesome. That's so hot.
What they would have to do.
Give me a little nostril, baby.
That's crazy. You could say you can work here if you dress the part, but it's company policy. I can't go, she can't go to McDonald's and not wear the goofy, goofy hat. And the red and yellow pants.
They're taking the war to the courtroom right now, and they're winning. All these companies have to buckle, and then there's a precedent set where
very dangerous precedent.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, kind of kowtow to these people.
Dude, I saw where this dude got, he just got killed in the courtroom. And not murdered, like, life sentence killed in the courtroom.
For what?
DWI. Have you ever heard
of that? How's that possible?
This dude in Texas, where drinking and driving is legal.
It's hand in hand.
Yeah. It's what you do in Texas. You drink and you drive. This dude has 10 DWIs. He was 58 years old, so, if you really think about it, nothing to brag about.
Yeah.
But I could have gotten 10 DWIs.
I think most Americans could have.
Yeah.
If they were caught the wrong time.
He just got caught 10 times. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people, I bet a lot of these jurors and stuff like that, but those jurors, and they convicted him of driving while intoxicated with repetition. Mm-hmm. And I have a buddy that has 5 of these. And he did. I don't know if he's done.
Does he know that he can get life in prison for something like this?
I'm going to let him know about this. He listens to the show, so he'll find out. But he has 5, 10 DWIs. He faced. This is a felony because he had 2 such convictions.
Yeah.
This wasn't his first time DWI with repetition. This was his 3rd, or he's already had 2 convictions going to his 3rd.
Yeah.
And so it's a felony, and he faced 25 to life.
And they gave him life.
Yeah. He was driving with about 3 times the legal limit this last time. His blood alcohol, his BAC was .215, and legal limit's .08.
I'm tempted to say this is a bunch of crap. It's really something that, this guy shouldn't be able to drive anymore. He should get some jail time, but life. But, I mean, if you're going to get caught 10 times, I think after 2, I would think, I'm never driving again while drinking.
But
and
you
I wouldn't
say
do it.
That, it doesn't happen.
I mean, if you're an alcoholic, no. But... this guy.
Bars have parking lots.
Yeah, but don't go to them. At that point, if you know that this is something that you are just prone to being caught doing, you don't do it anymore.
You got to do it, man.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Why?
My buddy that had 5. There's no way. As much as you say, don't go to the bar and stuff like that. We're still friends with him. He still hangs out with the crowd. Same crew, same everything.
Then,
everybody goes to the bar. He has to sit at home.
Then you get life in prison. That's the bottom line.
I don't think DWI should ever result in life in prison. DWI alone.
10. There's 10 of them.
Now, if you kill somebody or something like that because of DWI.
He's just lucky he hasn't yet.
Then you should. What do you mean lucky he hasn't? Me and you both just said that we probably have.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm proud of. I think that's awful.
How many times do you have to do it to get caught 10 times? I mean, I guarantee he just wasn't,
I know people that drive drunk every day. That have never had a DWI.
Exactly. This guy must be doing it morning, noon, and night to get caught 10 times.
He was 3 times the legal limit, but still,
yeah.
The legal limit's 2 beers or 1 beer an hour. So 3 times the legal limit, it could be 6-pack of beer and then going blowing in a breathalyzer.
Exactly. Why would you do that?
You got to get, I don't know, cabs are expensive.
Cabs are expensive. You're talking about thousands of dollars in legal bills. Are you telling me cabs are expensive?
He's gone through 9 times previous.
You've never gone to the bar in a cab. I'm telling you, that's half your bar tab right there on the cab.
Fine.
How can you get drunk if you're spending half your money on a cab?
Get a friend. Get a friend that'll drive.
Then the friend eventually starts bitching, I always drive. I can't drink. I don't. You're putting the DWI on me now.
Then they get a new friend. Just keep on using them. If you need to drink and get around that much, you figure out a different way if you've been caught 9 times.
I tell you what happened with my friend is he would get drunk, and he would know when he was sober, I'm not going to drink and drive. He would get drunk and probably eat some food, eat some pills or something, then get hungry, wanting to eat food, and have nothing at the house, and he's drunk, and I got to eat now. And then that's when he would be completely wasted out of it, and then he would go pass out in the Taco Bell drive-thru.
He got two
DWIs. Passed out in Taco Bell. One was in a Burger King drive-thru.
I am actually very for this man going to jail for life. Your friend.
For life?
Yeah.
Oh, my friend?
Yeah.
I think he had community service hours, and he was knocking them out on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we did the math. I think he would have been 43. I think he's 28 right now. He'll be 43 when he's done with his community service.
Wow.
At the rate he's going right now, community service.
Wow.
How awful is that? Every weekend.
Your friend is lazy. And,
he's creative. He's the guy that started the poem thing with me. Me and him are the one that did
the
poem.
Oh, by the way, sorry we didn't get to any poems today. It was kind of,
short.
We started late, short show on top of that. We'll get to, the poems next week when El Jefe returns.
We got stuff on XM though.
Yeah.
We got XM coming up tonight, so we got our poetry there.
Yeah, we'll get their poetry on.
It's hard
on
to
XM
write two poems.
Radio.
It really is. You have to be creative. It takes time.
Yeah, well, for the perfection that we seek.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm never just writing them during the show.
No, never.
All right, thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Wish we had more time with you. Next week, I believe it'll be the same thing, short porch.
3 weeks?
Something like that. I'm not sure. I'm going to go with next week, saying definitely just 2 hours.
Redskins pregame show.
Yeah. So
they're playing Brett Favre and the Jets next week.
Ooh, Brett Favre's first.
That'll be good. We can hit on that.
Looking forward to that, actually. They better show that on national TV.
Favre is cleared for takeoff, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I'm so tired of it.
What an idiot.
I'm tired of it, but I'll watch the hell out of it.
Hey,
of course.
Washington, you should be used to this type of thing with the Wizards. You got Michael Jordan. Now New York Jets have Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
See how that does for him. And Pennington, I guess, is a Dolphin now.
Oh, correct. Got back with his boy Parcells, a big tuna. Badass.
It should be an interesting year, to say the least.
Hefe will be back, too, next week.
Hefe will be back. Actually, he'll be back tonight for the XM show. So make sure you tune into that.
This
if you
what
have
channel
it.
Is it? 202?
202. And actually, you can get a free trial of XM online. If you want to listen to us online, just go there. You don't have to put in a credit card information or anything like that. Just fill out the form.
I can say doo-doo.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward
to it. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's 202, but what is 202?
It's the virus. It's Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez.
So
Talk,
if you would say Howard Stern has his own channel, so it's the Howard Stern channel. What channel?
It's the Opie and Anthony channel.
Opie and Anthony?
All right. Cool. They do mornings there.
Cool. I've never done that before.
Yeah. We're very, very lucky to have friends over there that will allow us to mess around in satellite radio.
You think?
All right. We'll see you guys next week. It's been fun. It's been real. 5,000.
5,000.
5,000.
I'm not interested.
I don't. 5,000.